Good afternoon, everybody. We're here with Team Talk. I'm Logan, and as a special guest today, we've got a Clemson grad, Tim Kickham. Tim, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So I'm a big Clemson fan, graduated in 2008, and really looking forward to Monday. Glad to still be playing football this late, this early in the new year, shall I say. So very excited for Monday.
I know, that's a lot to look forward to. So tell me, how long have you been a fan of Clemson?
So I grew up in the northeast of New Jersey, and college football wasn't real popular there. So I really didn't watch college football until I got down here. And I've been a big fan since my first day on campus, so just a diehard Clemson fan now.
Well, Clemson has had a lot to get excited about lately with all that Dabo has brought to the team. Out of curiosity, for anyone who's not been to Clemson, it's a little bit out of the way. I would imagine it's a lot different from being in New Jersey as well. How did you adjust to the campus, and what's it like for all of us who aren't going to school there?
So Clemson is a unique university. It's just a university. There really isn't anything else but a lake. Many have compared it to Auburn. Auburn with a lake, we've heard that before. It's pretty remote, but you'd never notice it when you're on campus because you're just living, breathing Clemson football. And it's an exciting atmosphere to be around. I would say that cost of living is really low, which is good because it allows for a lot of travel games and stuff like that. So it's really good for a sports fan and great education. So good environment to be in.
Well, and you're not kidding about the fan base. I've only been to Clemson once, but all the fans are fabulous. They get so hyped up for those football games over there. What are the other sports like? Because when you drive in, it's like the whole complex is built around that stadium. And then they've got the tennis courts and everything else. What other sports are there to enjoy there at Clemson?
So one of the great parts about Clemson is the free tickets. So they have IPTE, which is IP30 a year for the students, but it's optional. So no matter what sporting event you go to, it's completely free. So being also a graduate from Wake Forest, there, even if nobody shows up to a football game, you still have to pay as a student to get in. So free athletics is great for the university. It builds pride. The other sporting events that we went to, I didn't really go to basketball that much. Clemson was not good during the years that I was there. But really enjoyed baseball. Just that time of year at Clemson is gorgeous. It's a great time to be outside. We used to sit in the outfield, actually, not even go in. And you could see right over the fence and just heckle the outfielders. And that's a truly unique experience as well that I recommend you do at some point. Baseball season's great there.
I'll have to go down sometime. It was difficult for me the one time I went for a football game. Correct me if I'm wrong. There's only really a couple of roads into there, and they're all one lane. Is there a good way to get onto campus if you're coming in for a game?
Yeah, so there is. So everybody, if you think about Clemson's fan base, it's sitting really – Atlanta doesn't have as big of a fan base as Greenville and Charlotte and really Charleston, and that's all technically coming from the north. So everybody gets off at that exit 19B, which is Anderson, and that really clogs up that whole Clemson Highway. If you get in, I think it's exit 14, which is south, coming from Atlanta, it'd be earlier. You're cutting through the backside, and you're going through, like, the agricultural school, and you can come in the back way, and you hit a lot less traffic. It basically takes you right into the backside of the stadium.
Oh, there you go.
That's the best way. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the kind of insider perspective I need.
Yeah, there's your insider.
Yeah, I would have to go down there and try that out sometime. I think baseball season being around the corner, and Clemson's actually doing pretty good at basketball now. But like I said, the one time I was up there, I was just enthralled by the enthusiasm. I've heard not everybody says positive things about other teams' fan bases, but all the Clemson fans that I met up there were fantastic. They were very welcoming. They were very nice. And it's just a fun campus to be on. I went to that restaurant that was a converted gas station. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Yes, Yeso, which hits ESPN's top 10 sports bars every year. It's an old converted gas station that's basically right on top of the stadium. It's a great environment there. Clemson has a lot of great attractions. Outside, everyone goes to the Yeso because it's kind of the iconic, it'd be like going to the varsity for Georgia Tech. You have to go. But it's really, you don't see a lot of students there. That's the funny part that people don't know. For the most part, when I go to games, it's all about the tailgate. Clemson has a unique, the way they do things, it's very early. So it's first come, first serve when it comes to the parking lot. So you have a parking pass, you're not designated a spot. So I had a house across the street from, basically from the stadium, and you could see the parking lot, and people would line up at 4 o'clock in the morning waiting for them to open the gate so they can go in and park. So get there early and party all day. So a noon game just means basically the after party is earlier. A late game means it's all day. It's tailgating starts at 8 a.m., and it doesn't end until the lights are out. So it's an all-day event for sure.
Out of curiosity, do y'all prefer an early game or a late game? It doesn't sound like it matters much.
So it doesn't. You know, I've been to almost every ACC school, and I was surprised, especially going to, like, Virginia Tech in their heyday. They didn't really – their tailgates started 3-4 hours before the game, same with Georgia Tech. And I was like, what's going on? Where is everybody? And it just doesn't start as early. Ask that question one more time. Sorry.
I guess when would be the best time to have a game? But like I said, again, it doesn't...
When's the best time to have a game? Yeah, that's right. I used to not like noon games because it's early and you don't really get that full, like, ramp-up feeling of a good tailgate. You don't get a good, you know, heavy lunch and all-day drinking. It's just the morning drinking. So that's kind of a downside. But now that, you know, I live nearby, a noon game I can drive to and get home that night, which is very nice. So the noon games have a younger, a little older fan base that goes to it, and then the later games is a younger fan base. So it really just kind of changes. At the stage of life I'm in now, I like an earlier game. So
I think that's understandable. You know, when you're younger, you got to fight off that hangover from the night before. But as you're older, you want to get out of town. You want to get the partying done. That makes a lot of sense.
I wouldn't trade anything against that triple overtime against Miami at 8 o'clock at night. I mean, we didn't get out until midnight, and the bars are closed in Clemson at midnight on Saturdays, and I'll never forget coming out of a football game, and the bars are closed. So that was an interesting event.
To lose that way and no alcohol, the worst.
There's another insider tip for you. Bars are closed at midnight in Clemson. So
now, is that just a South Carolina thing in general or Clemson only?
South Carolina, and there's certain cities that can break it, Greenville and Charleston, two that I know of. So,
what we were talking about earlier, I think it's part of what makes this such a great matchup for the college championship is that there's a lot of parallels between these two schools, Alabama and Clemson. I've been to both their campuses, and I really would compare Tuscaloosa a lot to Clemson. They've both got good fan bases. They're both campuses built pretty much entirely around the school. It's fantastic. So while we're talking about the game, let's go ahead and get into your perspective on that. We kind of covered it earlier. I don't want to be, you know, that guy, but I'm not. I think a lot of us aren't giving Clemson the shot that they probably deserve. Tell us, what should we be looking for in Clemson in the upcoming matchup? Why should they be favored?
Yeah, so I listened to last week's podcast. You guys are not supporting the ACC like I hoped. and I understand that. So Clemson's never really gotten what they deserve. If you look at the spreads on all of our big games, I think we were picked to lose. So that's okay. It doesn't bother me. Being a Clemson fan from 04 to 08, Clemsoning was defined when I was in college. I watched us lose, you know, upset games just over and over, year after year. So I think the real heart of the Clemson fan base still believes in Clemsoning. They watched it happen. They were disappointed. They bought tickets to go to Orange Bowl if they didn't make. So no one's really kind of had that, yeah, we're going to win this feeling all year. I will tell you that. I will also say this, that, well, we're here now, right? So we are still not viewed as the number one team in the country. But guess what? We're in the final game. No one thought we'd be here. No one thought we'd be here 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. So I'm happy to say we're there. I think the game is going to come down. I know somebody said it's going to come down to Watson. That's what they were saying in the last podcast. I think Watson will keep us in the game. But I think it comes down to Brett Venables and his defense to win the game. It's going to be a turnover battle. If there's no big turnover battle, and no stupid penalties, it's going to be a great game of football. I think you're going to see everything thrown out there, And I wouldn't be surprised if you see an overtime field goal to win this game. That's kind of what I'm thinking. So
that would be insane. I would love it if we could have an exciting game like that to end the season. I'll tell you, though, that is right. That is something that we probably should have touched on more. Really, if you're going to beat Bama, you've got to do it with your defense, because Bama's defense isn't going away. It's always going to be tough, and I think Deshaun Watson's got the talent to overcome that. But really, if your defense doesn't stop the offense, then you're going to be struggling all game. You saw with Michigan State, they got behind, and it was just impossible to catch back up.
It's from a turnover standpoint, Clemson's gotten ourselves out of some sticky situations this year. And I know Alabama's gotten themselves out of some situations. And I won't talk about the Ole Miss game, but they've gotten, they got hung up there. So from a turnover perspective, Clemson needs to just stay sharp. I don't think they can come back in the second half and kill it like we've done a couple times. We got to play first half football for sure. Deshaun Watson, he has the talent to pick apart Alabama defense. I really, just watching him throw the ball, his accuracy is just unreal. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do against Alabama. Also, the Arizona setting, I'm not a big fan of. Obviously, it's not on the East Coast, so it makes it hard for the fan base to really get out there. But I don't think it will be a factor in an advantage to Alabama or Clemson, so I'm not really concerned with that.
Yeah, at least it's not giving one team really a home field advantage per se. You could argue that Bama's a little closer. The Clemson fan base has always traveled really well to the ACC games I've been to, too, so I don't think it'll stop them too much.
I guess it stops different people, right? I don't think you're going to get a lot of students able to get out there. Flights were $1,000 to $1,600 out of Atlanta. So it's a $3,000 to $5,000 trip by the time you put everything into it. And it's just that's hard for a lot of people to cash up to.
Well, and the other thing that I know ESPN's playing this up, but school's already started at Clemson. I know Bama goes back the week after, so how do you view that?
You don't have to go to classes the first week. You just get your syllabus.
I'm sorry, I forgot it wasn't Georgia Tech. My bad.
I think a lot of professors would be pretty lenient towards traveling. I don't think they go back. They probably go back that week.
Okay, so that's, I think you'll be all right overall.
They normally start on Wednesday, so it's probably before they technically go back.
Out of curiosity, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. What's your opinion for the semifinal or the final? Would you rather buy a ticket to the semifinal knowing that you're going to play that game, or would you wait to see if you made it to the final if you had the option?
That's tricky. I mean, this year's picks, based on where you landed, by the time it was announced that we were where we were going, it was expensive either way. I think a lot of people do it based on cost. If I knew I was going to one or the other, I'd go for the national championship. I will say this, a lot of my friends every year buy the ticket rights. I forget the website, but at the beginning of the season, it was only $50, and it guarantees you 4 tickets if Clemson makes the national championship.
At
face value.
Wow.
Yeah. So as the season goes on and you get better, that cost goes up. If you were to buy them last week of the playoffs, I think it was $400, and that guarantees you lower bowl seats at face value if you were to win the playoff. So if not, you just lose the $400. It's just a big gamble. But I have a lot of friends who do that every year, which, if you do it for 5 years, put $250 into it and get it.
So, yeah.
And it's all based off demand. So Alabama's probably starts off at $200. I'm sure George Tech is like $5. So you might want to pay that next year.
Well, thanks for your confidence.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, you guys always upset us. I swear I will never go to another Tech game at home. I've only been to losses there.
It's unusual. Like, no matter how... Well, this year was the only one that I can think of, but it seems like every game we go back, it doesn't matter how both those teams are doing, they always play each other close. It's just one of those matchups.
Yeah, it's that like rugby style football you play. I can't beat it. So.
Well, if you say so. Well, let's get back to Clemson, though.
Yeah.
This is because that's what it's really all about. Yeah. Why don't you give us some Clemson traditions that you can think of? It can be football traditions, or it can just be traditions on the campus. Anything that you'd like to talk about?
So one of the traditions at Clemson is they start the season with a big float parade down the middle of the down Clemson Boulevard. It's a good way to just see everybody out beginning of the year. The whole community comes out to it. It's a good way to just see what's going on in Clemson and see all the new faces. I remember as a freshman, I was like, oh my gosh, look at this. This is amazing. And by the time you're a senior, you realize that all you're doing is just checking out all the new people and seeing what's going on. But that's probably one of Clemson's good traditions, along with the floats they do during Parents Weekend. Those are kind of the big, like, family-oriented floats and stuff that are fun. But other than that, as far as Clemson traditions, you can't be running down the hill. I don't know if you've been to a home game, but it doesn't matter if it's the biggest game or a noon game against Toledo. It's gonna be big when they run down that hill. I was there when someone broke their ankle one time, so it doesn't look like they hit it as hard as they used to. But it's definitely one of the most exciting things in sports to see, and only live. When I see it on TV, I just kind of ignore it. But that's a live experience you can't pass up.
The way the stadium is designed really emphasizes that, because it feels like the whole stadium is caving in around you. You're just sucked into it.
So what you can't see on TV is that's called the hill, and you probably knew that, but the freshmen, when you get tickets that are free, you just go to Will Call with your ID and they hand you a ticket. So that hill, if all the seats are taken by the blocks, you get stuck on the hill. And the hill is very steep. So you stand there, like, kind of like in a raised heel position for four quarters of football. It can be very tiring. And then when it rains, it's very slip and slide. So I stood there as a freshman until my sophomore year, that I went on the block. But it's definitely slippery. So I suggest standing on it once to see the experience, but it's intense.
I don't know, from the sound of it, I think I'd rather just get there early. If early is 4 in the morning, then so be it. I don't want to stand in the air.
I only want to stand on the hill when I was a freshman, because to me that was the coolest thing ever. Because like you said, the whole stadium's falling in on you. That is the loudest part of the stadium. It's the wildest. That's the spot to be when you're a freshman. But, it's cool.
On a side topic, we ask all our guests this. If you could compare Clemson to an alcoholic beverage, what would you go with? And I think I've talked to Western Michigan. They have a lot of breweries up there. I don't think there really are too many down there near Clemson.
No, there isn't. You know what? It would have to be a Jim Beam and ginger ale. And I'll tell you why. Because it's good all the time. It's never really great. You never get sick of it. But it's good all the time. Sometimes it's popular, sometimes it's not, but it's good all the time. And that's Clemson for you. It's just good.
Yeah. It's good all the time, except for that one time every year when it just knocks you on your ass for some reason.
Exactly.
So we also talked about this earlier, and I think Clemson and FSU have been carrying the ACC for so long. I'm not really sure that's because the ACC is bad. I think it gets a bad rep, but it's more that the ACC isn't consistent. Like you saw, Georgia Tech last year did really well, and then this year they won 3 games. And then you'll see teams like Boston College and Pitt and Duke, for example, where they don't really seem to know what they're trying to do. They'll be really good one year, then really bad the next. Clemson, however, has been very consistent over time. FSU, to a lesser extent, they seem to always struggle in the postseason. Does Clemson need to win this game to prove that the ACC is strong as a conference?
So, kind of two answers to that. One is, Clemson needs to win for Clemson, not for the ACC. We're not the SEC. All my friends that went to Carolina or to Georgia, they're all putting on their Alabama hats this week because they're the SEC. I don't think that happens in the ACC. I think Clemson wins for Clemson. But for the ACC, it's to me, it's the residual effect. We go into bowl season and we suck regularly. So that starts the beginning of the year with lower rankings. So we're always looked at. When we do the out-of-conference matchups, we play poorly, and that's just how it is. So that makes us look lesser to every other conference, because that's the only time you can fairly compare conferences is when they play each other. Not the transitive property of Clemson beat Carolina and Carolina lost to Alabama, so therefore Clemson's, you know, equal to Alabama. I don't use the transitive property. Just in general, you have to play heads-up matches against different conferences to rank them against each other. And we historically do poorly. And that residual effect comes back every year. It always hurts the ACC because we lose in the postseason, or the ACC loses in the postseason, excuse me. And then at the beginning of the year, when we go play Georgia Tech or FSU next year, when they lost their bowl game, they're not going to be as highly ranked, so our win doesn't count as much. So to answer your question, no. I mean, Clemson needs to win this game to prove Clemson's good, and I don't think it does anything for the ACC. I really don't, because nobody beat us, so it doesn't make anybody in the ACC better this year.
You know what?
That's the only way to say it.
I think that's a great perspective, and it's one that I haven't really gotten in a long time. Because, though, my family's a bunch of Alabama fans. I am, too. They call me the Georgia Tech fan. He's really a Georgia Tech fan. But it always bugged me when, like, Georgia Tech and Clemson, if we lose to you guys, we're not going to suddenly start cheering for Clemson. Like, no offense. But if Alabama fans lose to Auburn and Auburn makes it to the national championship, suddenly they're all cheering for Auburn. I'm not cool with that.
You won't believe the shit-talking emails I've gotten or text messages I've gotten from Gamecock fans over the last couple weeks. And I'm like, you haven't played football since Thanksgiving. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, just stop.
Well, wait, you played football against South Carolina? I'm sorry. I didn't know South Carolina even had a team. I thought they gave up when Spurrier retired.
And they love to tell me how Alabama's just going to, you know, take it to us. And it's like, just pipe down. Go put your Alabama hat on. So, for the ACC, I know this is kind of one of the things we're going to talk about. If the ACC wants to make its name, they've got to get four teams that consistently show up. And I hope Mark Richt turns Miami around, because A, it will screw up Florida State. B, it will screw up Florida. But I think if Miami turns around, FSU is going to put a team together. Clemson will show up. Virginia Tech, Frank Beamer's a great guy. I actually heard him speak personally. Him moving on, who knows what's to come there. Virginia Tech gets back on the game. You know, that's four good teams. Then you rotate one in outside of that, you know, Georgia Tech, Pitt, UNC, Duke, whoever wants to play that year, that's fine. But you got to get four teams that win consistently when you put up 10 wins, 11 wins. So that's where the ACC needs to get to.
Well, I think what you've talked about earlier is really what it matters, is that the teams need to focus on themselves and not worry about the other teams winning in the conference to make them look better, you know? Virginia Tech finished strong. They didn't start off well, but they finished strong, you know? UNC proved that they were better than everybody thought they were going into this year. You know, need more performances like that. All right, well, we've pretty much touched on all the important topics. So right now I'm going to turn it over to you, and there's going to be a bunch of Alabama fans listening for my family, and I'm sure you'll have some Clemson fans listening in. So just go ahead and any call-outs or shout-outs to anybody that you want to talk to.
No, I think 23-20, single overtime. Brett Venables stops Alabama. We get the ball, don't make it all the way, and kick a field goal. And pack plenty of beer because it's going to be a long game. That's all I got to say.
Why do they make it on a Monday? My gosh. I'm going to need to take...
You know what? All these poor people can't take Tuesday off, but I am. So.
Hey, that's all that matters, man. Well, Tim...
Man, a shout-out to my friends that are all going out there. Wish I could, but have a good one, so...
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Tim. To all our listeners out there, thanks for listening. And if you're a Clemson fan, hey, go Clemson.
Go Tigers.